When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Joining us right now, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham. And Wes, you know, we always want to beat the Saints. And by the way, I thought it was a great call with the field goal to finish the game, because that emotion, and you hear it in the crowd at Mercedes-Benz, everybody just goes bananas. But let's talk about, you know, this to be what we expect to be. There are still things we've got to get corrected. Third downs, we were 4 of 11 on third downs, and we went into this game last week talking about, hey, trying to be better on third downs. Tell me what you saw and what you thought about this game, specifically from our offense and the Saints' defense, and what was going on.
Well, I thought they keyed on Robinson, first of all. I thought they had a plan. Bijan had come in the ball game his previous two games, the Kansas City and the Philadelphia game. He had touched the ball 18 times in each game, right? And his yards per touch, if you will, varied between Carl, not only what he was doing in rushing, but also in receiving. And I think that's something to keep in mind as we go forward. Teams are starting to look at Robinson in a completely different light than maybe we were looking at him, you know, in those first couple of games. I want to go back to my card here to make sure I got this right. He was averaging on a whole 4.9 yards per touch, 4.2 rushing, 7.6 receiving. And it looked to me that New Orleans was not going to let Bijan Robinson kind of dictate the run game. And then when, as Arch calls him, the human bowling ball came in there, right? I thought Algier changed the dynamic of the ball game, really in both rushing and passing, by his ability to just eat up yards. And it's similar to what he did, I want to say it was 2 years ago, when he had 139 yards, which was his career high against New Orleans. You know, he came into the game, yeah, it was 2022, 17 carries, 139, a touchdown for Algier. I thought Algier dictated to them. Mm-hmm. When he came in the game in the second half. But for me, to your question on third down, I think Atlanta has got to be – first of all, I think they got to start faster on third down. I think you've got to find, you know, the friendly targets, as Kirk Cousins also refers to guys at times. I think you got to find the friendly target if you're going to throw the ball. I actually believe in some of the old school methodology here. I actually think second down converts third down for you. And as much as we're frustrated by third down, I haven't looked at the second down numbers yet, but I bet the second down numbers are pretty interesting too. So I'd want to take a look at those and in relationship, and I'm sure they're doing all that as they normally do. But second down for me, especially Thursday night, I think is going to be pretty important as well.
It's our man, Wes Drewham, the king of the money shot here on the waitfor.com hotline. And that's the thing, you know, Wes, we were talking about this before you came on, and guys keep asking us, and I said, look, this is our first experience seeing what, you know, Zach Robinson, his offense mm-hmm. looks like. And I think there'll be an evolution right. to that, because this is his first time doing it. But I know that nobody in the organization is going to say that Kirk's not 100%, but maybe he's still not 100%, and some of these things will be better once he's able to get things off on schedule and move around and have better mobility. You buy any of that?
No, I think we're getting what we're getting, Mike. I mean, sure, it's possible, but for me, I think this is what he is, and I think he's, you know, completing at a fairly high percentage, right? I mean, he's hitting right at this point 64%. That's a low number for him, but I thought the other day, you know, he had moments where he was pretty in rhythm. I think guys that are playing hard for him, I think that's the one thing I notice. I think what Darnell Mooney's doing is, I mean, Darnell Mooney was off to the best start in his career. You know, he had 12 receptions in the first three ball games going into Sunday. And then he turns around, and not only is the PI call on the final drive a big call, but it seems like Mooney's making, you know, A++ effort to get balls completed. I think London's doing the same too. And I think the run game is growing. I'm going to be interested to see on the short week what's under the trunk this week, to be honest.
Because Bijan's banged up. Because, you know, you mentioned getting Algier. Bijan, he shows up with a hamstring on the injury report. That's why, you know, it's good that Algier is always ready to go.
Yeah, no question. And I think it'll be interesting to see the inactives on Thursday night, too, to see if McClellan is up, right? If there's concern about where Robinson might be, and do you, you know, let Jace McClellan debut as a running back, or do you trust Avery Williams back there, right, who's more than just obviously a return guy? So I think the injury thing on the short week, the turnaround, Anderson, to me, I have no feel for it, haven't heard much about it, and they signed Rashawn Evans today to the practice squad. I'm sure you guys have talked about that. That, for me, is an indicator that maybe Troy Anderson is not going to be a go, but that's just me. Again, I haven't heard from anybody on that.
All right. As far as the defense, man, these guys are playing good. I mean, look, we can talk about the offensive situation, but this defense is playing good, Wes.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And it's fun to watch too, right, Carl?
I mean,
Mike Hughes, you know, we spent all offseason talking about the corner opposite AJ Terrell. Bell had 35 guys that he wanted in here opposite AJ Terrell.
By the way, we did tell Mike Hughes that too, to say, look, and the coaching staff believed in you, and now we know why.
Last week we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I always appreciate the candor and the, you know, transparency you guys do your show with. Because, Mike, you know, when you're wrong, you'll say you're wrong, and I respect that.
Thank you, Wes.
And Mike didn't punch you, did he?
No, he got a kick out of it. No, but he kind of got a kick there because, like, we're saying, look, you know, this guy, he's been out of football. What's he going to do and all this? And the last 2 years, they've seen him develop and get healthier, and now he's been the man.
Well, Wes, and I'm sure you've talked about this a little bit on the broadcast, but it's a long season, so I know you're pulling stories here and there. This guy was a dog in college, man. He was one of the top. I mean, he's a first-round pick. I mean, people, I think, forget the talent level. I'm not talking about what he does on this team, but that's kind of where I was last week. Is like, this guy was a first-round pick. You know, at UCF, he was a return guy, corner. He could do it all. So
no question. And I think that's what you have to remember. You know, it's funny. Ben Hartsock played for the Falcons, you know, several years ago, and he does some stuff with SiriusXM now. I occasionally hear Ben say, you know, things change when you got four kids and a mortgage and you're playing football for a living, right? You know, and I think Mike is a guy who I agree with you about the health portion of this, too. And I also think, too, there's a comfort level and a culture level to having Jerry Gray still on this staff, right? I mean, Jimmy Lake is doing a marvelous job, but Jerry Gray's been that guy back there. And, you know, they got a really good defensive staff. And I was more impressed with Jimmy Lake, knowing a little bit about what he did with the Rams, but also knowing about his tenure at Washington and how interesting that was. It didn't end well for him, but at the same time, a lot of people out in the Pacific Northwest had a lot of positive things to say about Jimmy Lake as a coach and a person, and I think that's been transparent to it. And I think the other part about this, in all honesty, is I look at the staff Raheem's put together. I mean, you talk about Mike Hughes being a dog. Barrett Rood was a dog. Lance Schultz was a dog, right? I mean, Jerry Gray picked Arch in a game. So, I mean, you know, you got guys who were playmakers as players. And so I'm excited about where that defense is going. I mean, Dave and I did mention it. I mean, their red zone – now, granted, New Orleans got a couple touchdowns there, but their red zone defense, Carl, was as good as it's been here in about a dozen years going into that ball game Sunday.
No.
And that'll be a huge test Thursday night because, I mean, Tampa still got Mike Evans, right? I mean, they still got players, Godwin too, and, you know, they'll figure it out. And they're running the ball with Bucky Irving out of Oregon and Rashad White still on their roster. So I think it'll be an interesting challenge for the defense. But there is one little number in this game on Thursday that I want to tell you guys about, and that is Cousins against the blitz. I got an analytic sent to me, and it's Kirk Cousins against the blitz. And it's a fascinating stat because what does Tampa do and what do we know Tampa will do? They're going to blitz, right? Well, Kirk Cousins is one of the best passing quarterbacks in the NFL against the blitz. How is Tampa, and you know, how are they going to measure that? I think that's a really, really, really interesting part of what tomorrow might be, or Thursday rather might be. I really do. And I'm curious to see, you know, if Tampa brings it more than a third of the time, which has been their track record here, how does that look? And, you know, we'll see. I think that portion of the game on Thursday night is the one right now that's got my curiosity piqued the most, I think.
Wes and Archie have the call, guys. Pregame, by the way, we got a special show 2 to 4. We'll be having fun over at the Nest at Signia over there. Beautiful hotel right off of Northside. And then pregame, we went forward. Yes.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Okay.
You got to see it, Wes. They get like it's like a miniature version of Mercedes-Benz, you know, with like the Halo board with TVs on both sides. It's magical.
No kidding, really?
Yeah, it's great. Great view. Cool. Good wings. I recommend the lemon pepper, but I digress. All right, Wes, let's talk about what we've talked about a lot the last couple of seasons. That's Pitts.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I mean, we know that he just got to be a bigger part of the offense. And I don't know what a Zach Robinson offense looks like. Maybe they're going to use a more traditional role. We just draft him to be kind of something special. And what's going on? Where do you fall on where this is in the usage rate? Some of this is because we're not keeping the ball long enough to get him more involved. Is that a legitimate argument?
I don't know. I'm holding judgment on this because I want to see how, you know, maybe the first third of this plays out. But 8 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown in week 1 is not what we were thinking, right? And I think health is okay. I mean, I've been given no, he hadn't shown up on the report as far as I can tell and things of that nature. So yeah, I think there is some of that, but I want to, I do want to see him be productive. I think he is a weapon for sure in what Atlanta can do. But it hasn't gelled yet. There doesn't seem to be rhythm to it, Mike, in my opinion. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I mean, I think you're getting, I said earlier, Mooney's making plays. I mean, you got London. I think Drake's off to a great start. How much of that is the way he's being covered? How much of that is, you know, where Kirk is finding him? You know, those type things. They're throwing the ball to Robinson a little bit, you know, but this is Kyle Pitts, and this is a guy who's got immense talent. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see. But if you told me through 4 games Darnell Mooney would have double the catches practically Kyle Pitts does, I would have told you no way. But that's, in fact, what the case is. And they have the same number of touchdowns, but Mooney's got 15 catches to Pitts' 8. So there's going to be a breakout point at some point here, I think. I'm as anxious as anybody to see it happen for sure.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.